Welcome back to the Evolution Podcast. My name is Jeff Bayless. You can find me on Instagram at JeffBayless_. This episode, I want to talk to you about validation. Always start with the theme of gratitude. I appreciate everyone. The feedback I get is great, but really it's less about validation, right? It's more about you guys. And so to know that it's hitting and resonating with you guys means everything to me. So starting with an intention of gratitude. So why validation? Why this topic? Well, a lot's going on in my life. I'm sure some of these lessons will be applicable to your life. And when I boiled down maybe like the last 6 months of my life, I just started thinking like, man, you know what I was doing is I was regressing back. I wasn't transcending. I was regressing back to this seeking validation. And I talked about it last week on the episode with Letting Go, the book, and what that brought back to the forefront was the same as The Secret, the book I read the week before. Is this law of attraction, right? So what energy you put out is what reciprocates back to you. And so I think for a lot of us, we operate in this like scarcity mindset, you know, and if you think like, oh my God, it's funny because in Letting Go, he was talking about if you get the flu or if you assume that you're going to get the flu, guess what? You're going to get it. And I think that's what we saw in 2020 with COVID was everybody's like, oh my God, you know, here's what's, you know, I'm expecting the worst case scenario. I'm going to get COVID. I'm going to get very sick. You know, the economy, you know, whatever you expect to happen, that's exactly what's going to happen. And you operate in this scarcity mindset. And then you really can't meet your full potential. And I think what's really kind of a phenomenon is that, you know, if you stop seeking validation, it finds you anyway. As I was applying for jobs, I kept saying all the time, you know, hey, I want this to be a good fit for me and for my family, but also want it to be a good fit for the company. And if it's not a good fit, that's perfectly fine, you know, and it almost made them want me more because I was like, I don't really need this job, right? Like I can find other forms of work and that's just fine, you know, and maybe I hear people say it. I don't know that I've ever experienced it, but I've heard guys say that, you know, and maybe women too, that they get hit on more with a wedding ring on than they do without a wedding ring, right? Think about it. Why is that? Well, because they probably know that you're wanted. You know, they know that, you know, somebody's got you for a reason. Like, you must be stable in some area of your life or nobody would, you know, keep you around maybe. But going back to validation and the law of attraction. So, you know, I think there's this breakdown in trust. And you know, if you're always seeking validation, that's the God you serve. That's the addiction you have. That's the thing you've got to fill your cup up with is validation. You know, it could be money. Again, the law of attraction. If you live in this scarcity mindset where like I'm not gonna have money. I can't quit this job. If I quit this job, I'll be poor. You know, this job pays me, and I'll just be straight up with you guys. You know, I had a job that was, I was very successful at it for the last 6 months. I was making good money. But I had to check in with myself. Is money the validation I need? Do I need the $100,000, to prove that I'm a good man, to prove that I'm a happy man, to give me joy, to fill me up? Do I need that? Do I need that money? Do I need that job? Do I need those trophies? You know, Would I rather sacrifice not being able to see my kids, working every weekend, not being able to plan a weekend, right? And like I said, probably a couple episodes ago, being told I don't give a fuck about your family. Well, okay, so, you know, is this validation worth it? That I'm really good at this, that, you know, everybody's telling me what a prodigy I am, that I'm very great at what I do. Well, okay, but that's not who I am, right? And this is this validation that I was just like, man, I was drinking. I wasn't just, you know, like I said before, I wasn't drinking the Kool-Aid. I was mainlining it. You know, it was just like, man, you know, this feels so good to be so good at something. How can I walk away from it? How can I let this go? You know, I talked about letting go last week. You know, I think we see this in relationships too. You know, we get this trophy wife or this trophy husband, and they're the ones that's going to make me happy. I can't make myself happy. I'm just going to seek this validation in this other person. Well, that's a setup for failure. I mean, it really is. It's a setup. You know, you're the only one that can make yourself happy. And I don't think you can find that happiness in seeking validation. And it's scary. You know, I mean, it's scary. It takes guts. I mean, it took... Guys, I was way outside my comfort zone putting in that 2 weeks notice. And then what eventually happened was, you know, they basically said, yeah, we got it. 2 weeks notice. We'll accept your 2 weeks notice. Thank you for being professional. We'll go ahead and accept it immediately. Right. So pack your stuff. Left on good terms. Didn't burn any bridges. You know, just couldn't work for an organization that I couldn't trust. Couldn't work for a man that... you know, was going to tell me he didn't care about my family and that, you know, basically I wasn't, even though I was getting the validation, right, out of a job well done and out of a paycheck that was pretty handsome, you know, what was falling off the plate? Because something's always going to fall off the plate, right? And you're always in a state of transition. I said two things there, so let me explain each. So something's always going to fall off the plate in that, you know, I learned this in Chief's Initiation in the military. You know, it teaches you how to prioritize. You can't possibly do everything. You have to prioritize something. And if you're prioritizing validation, then what you'll probably have, you know, what your life will probably look like is a bunch of accomplishments with, you know, all these empty or hollow accomplishments, right? I want to make the next rank. I want to make the next promotion. I want to be the guy that they can count on to cancel all my family plans and, you know, not have any hobbies and really like just pour myself into this thing. And this is who I am, right? Something's going to fall off the plate. If you become that person, your family will fall off the plate. Your mental health will fall off the plate. Being able to work out, your physical health will fall off the plate. Guys, I went grocery shopping for the first time today and it was like, damn, this is awesome. Like I can actually fill my refrigerator with healthy food. I don't have to like stress out about trying to figure out, you know, where something healthy is going to come from. And it's little things like that, man. You know, that if you make validation the priority, other things will slide by the wayside. I promise you. And I'm only saying this because this is exactly where I was for probably the last 6 months. I was doing great and I was seeking that validation and that law of attraction was, you know, that reciprocal energy was just coming back to me. So something's always going to fall off the plate if you don't make yourself, your family, your, you know, your happiness, your joy. If you don't make that a priority, then things will fall off the plate. It's impossible. And then I think, you know, in operating in a scarcity mindset, I think we need to look at, you know, what are our soft skills and operate in an abundance mindset. You have, we'll just think about it for a minute. All right. So let's not necessarily focus on your career or your relationships or, you know, let's just focus inward, right? Let's just do the introspective work on us first. Okay. So what are the things that you are personally, that you're good at? What are those things? What are those soft skills that you have that you can apply to other facets of your life. Now, what are your hard skills? What are you good at? Do those things give you the validation, or is it the soft skills that give you the validation, or is it a combination of both? I would say it's probably most likely your soft skills that are going to get you further in life, that are going to get you that, you know, that next feather in your cap that's going to give you this, you know, this validation, this arrogance about yourself, this ability to say that I'm the greatest, I'm the best. Cool, that works for a minute, you know, that works like a quick dopamine hit until it doesn't work anymore. So think about, you know, this was really hard for me, guys. It scared the shit out of me to put my 2 weeks notice in without having another job. I mean, it really did. I've got bills, I've got family. But I wanted to do an episode about it because I can't just come on this microphone and say that you guys need to, transcend where you're at and be your best self and think about things that you're not doing well in your life and try to focus on how to gear those in a positive direction and how to transcend and level up and expand your consciousness, right? I can't just sit here and spew all this stuff into this microphone day after day, week after week, year after year, and not practice it myself, not practice what I preach, right? A lot of people are great at giving advice, but they're not good at taking their own advice. So that's what I did, guys. You know, I have faith in the law of attraction. I have faith that what I put out will reciprocate to me. I have faith that my soft skills will take me further than any of my hard skills will ever take me. I have the firm belief that God has a plan for me, the universe, the source, the energy. I believe that, you know, wherever I'm going to be is where I'm supposed to be. And if it doesn't feel right, it's probably not. You know, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling angst, if you're feeling getting up every day just sucks and you have no life, it's time to make a change. It's time to pivot, even when it's scary. That's exactly what I did. Guys, I'm on rocky ground right now. I don't know where I'm going to land. I have faith that it's going to be okay, and I'm not going to just keep seeking that validation of a job well done and a paycheck that's handsome and just let my kids not have, well, I was going to say not have a father, but let's just say have an absent father. I'm not going to let the woman that saved my life, really, you know, taught me unconditional love. I'm not going to let her suffer and not have me around because I'd rather get another promotion I'd rather get that validation cup filled right up. I had to let it go, man. I had to let the validation go. I had to step outside my comfort zone, do something to scare the shit out of me, and kind of Geronimo off the cliff, you know. And I hope this makes sense to you. I hope it resonates. It's not me sitting here trying to say that, you know, we should all just quit our jobs. We should all just, you know, end the relationship that's not working for you. What I'm saying is, if something that you're tied up in is giving you validation, that could be a good thing. And it could be the detriment of everything around you that is actually important. Your family, your spirituality, your quality time, your ability to take care of yourself. You know, I think, you know, I come on here and talk about self-care. Well, you know, where I was for the last 6 months, I wasn't able to do any self-care. You know, I was struggling to get a workout in, which for me, the workout thing is not a vanity thing. It's not a validation thing. That's a mental health thing. Moving my body for at least 45 minutes to an hour a day gives me some level of sanity, you know? And I just want to share that with you guys. I just want you to know that, you know, You don't always have to just check the boxes. You don't have to collect the trophies. You don't have to promote to the next level. Maybe you're good right where you are. Maybe this position that you're in is perfect, and you don't need to. Why do we in Western culture just think we always have to suck it up? You know, and I've lived this life, you know. You don't have to. You know, you don't need to seek the validation. What you need to seek is your own joy. And that comes through a tribe, that comes through a network, that comes through a community of like-minded people. And if you're listening to this, then you're like-minded, you know. I just want to share my lesson here, you know, because it was pretty profound that I saw myself going back down the rabbit hole that I was in 2014, and I was too afraid to get out. I was too afraid to pay attention to the bells and whistles and warning signs. You know, I was too afraid to, or I was too comfortable even in that validation, just keep, you know, filling my cup up. And I don't want that to happen to you guys. You know, I want you to learn from me screwing that up. And hopefully I learned, you know, maybe 6 months was too long to be in this spot, but it took me about that long to figure it out. You know, and either way, no matter what, again, whatever position you're in, wherever you're going, whatever you're afraid of, at the end of the day, when you come through the tunnel, the light at the end of the tunnel, when you come through it, it has been my experience, and multiple times when I was scared to death, it has been my experience that on the other end, not only did I have that hard-earned wisdom, but it was absolutely the best possible thing that could have ever happened to me, because I went out there, I pivoted, I made change, I embraced with open arms the possibility of new opportunities, utilizing my soft skills, an open mind, and just the faith, you know, the faith that it's going to be okay. Wherever you're going to be is where you're supposed to be. So stop seeking the validation. Seek the joy. Love you guys. See evolution. Let's go.